So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are getting conflicting reports on whether or not President Barack Obama is going to launch a bombing raid or raids on Syria. Now, officially in all the polls, the whole narrative that Assad launched the chemical attack has officially imploded. And we have the Associated Press writer, who we've confirmed is an Associated Press writer, writing for a separate syndicator, interviewing multiple rebels who have admitted responsibility for the chemical weapons attack. You've got World Net Daily with video on official jihadi websites showing them loading mortars up on artillery to fire chemicals. You have the Saudi Arabian ambassador, and that's not even the London Telegraph, by the way. We reported on it days ago. It's now on the Telegraph. Threatening Russia to activate al-Qaeda they control in Chechnya and other areas and to attack the Olympics that are coming up in Russia if they don't play ball. And we posted this video last night, and literally no one has given this any attention. But there's now an article out today from StoryLink.com, and we have it mirrored up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul, Syria chemical attack, a false flag. And we're going to play that clip coming up in the next segment. He said this a couple days ago on Neil Cavuto. And the headline is, why are we on the side of al-Qaeda? We have a separate article this morning with that headline about the same video. By the way, Ron Paul was on this a few weeks ago and said, the former congressman, said that he was worried. About some type of false flag being used. And we wrote a story about it then. But this is a big deal. This is on Fox News. You can't ignore this. And just the whole narrative is unraveling. You got World Net Daily writing about it. You got Drudge report linking to stuff that's covering it. You've got InfoWars covering it. You've got everybody I talk to on the street is like, Alex, I used to think you were a kook. I mean, this happened to me this morning on the hike and bike trail. Hey, man, I used to think you were nuts. You know, I'm a retired Army officer, and I got to tell you, our government really does run al-Qaeda, and they really are staging all this stuff. And why would Assad do that? Why would he attack with chemicals knowing he'll get bombarded? I'll tell you, Obama wants to distract us from what's going on. People are really getting it. And this shows we have hope on so many fronts that fool me once, shame on me. No, not really. The old saying is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, we've been fooled over and over and over and over and over again, and people now are on to the tricks. They're on to the tricks, and whether it's global warming, and we've got to all pay Al Gore money, or the Statue of Liberty's going to be underwater, or whether it is political correctness that's really radical authoritarianism masquerading as justice, people are really getting it. Just like the poll 3 days ago, the Washington Post reported on the Reuters poll, only 9% of respondents back the Obama administration and their plan to intervene. Here's the problem. This has imploded, and it kind of hit me this morning. This has imploded so bad. And it's such an embarrassment for the system. They may go ahead through bravado and false hubris. They may go ahead with this attack just to say, we did the right thing, it doesn't matter what you say. And maybe even stage some terror attacks, blaming it on Assad. Because if they lose credibility on this, it could implode on every level. So that's what my gut tells me.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth. It's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a live Sunday broadcast. Now, I was intending to take this Sunday off and put together a partially original broadcast. I was going to tape some of it today. I was going to add in some nightly news interviews. We're going to have that show waiting in the wings for the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. But if there are missile strikes or fighter bomber strikes, cruise missile strikes on Syria today, tomorrow, or Sunday, I will be live. And by the way, I have volunteers to come in on Monday. David Knight wants to come in on Monday. He always does a great job sitting in. One of the InfoWars Nightly News reporters does a great job sitting in on the syndicated broadcast. David Knight will be live Monday. But if there's been a strike, I will be here live on Monday. I will already be here on Monday, but I need to take that day off from radio to work on Obama Deception 2, that undoubtedly will be the most powerful film ever made. And I said earlier in the week I would announce the specific days of when it's coming out. I will do it today at 12:30. I will announce, and I'm not doing that to push it off. I need to meet with the guys, actually, and just double-check the dates. I've got them in my mind, but I want to double-check them on the calendar, double-check with the manufacturers that will be printing them up and everything. Now, we're still making the film right now. We'll be doing it until up until the end of October. There's just so much we're putting into it. There's never been a film like this. I mean, it is unbelievable. I almost don't even want to hype it up because last time they had the FBI show up here asking about the Obama deception 5 days before it was going to come out, contacting our servers, contacting companies that we have servers with, and calling my crew members, and they were really freaked out about it. And I guess they had some metric because it later got watched tens of millions of times, knowing there was a big buildup or something. And so I just launched it early. I just released it for free early. So this was really, really devastating. And the graphics, the material, the information, the angles we go with. Is there such a big ocean of corruption? You got to go with an angle. And we're not spinning it to make Obama and the globalists look bad. They're so bad. It's like, how do you take thousands of horrible things they've done and hundreds of confirmed lies and over 100 impeachable offenses on record and try to show all that and not just make it a film where you're reading out the sins of the New World Order for eternity as they commit more even faster than you can do it? I mean, it is unbelievable. The stuff we've got is just unbelievable. I've been up here till like 10 o'clock at night almost every night. And I wouldn't be doing this and not seeing my children. I love taking my kids to play putt-putt golf. I love taking them to play laser tag. I love taking them for hikes. I love taking them fishing. I love taking them to visit friends. You know, they got boats and jet skis and stuff. I love taking them to visit family and go camping. I absolutely love sitting in the backyard, jumping on the trampoline, shooting BB guns. I absolutely love sitting on the couch and watching an old, you know, 50s. Doris Day, you know, movie with Jack Lemmon. I literally see my kids about 10 hours a week now, about an hour in the morning and a couple hours on the weekend. And the reason I'm talking about myself here is I realize they have no future if I don't fully commit and do everything I can. But then there is the catch-22 of you get so overwrought and so hyped up, I turn into like a gibbering chimpanzee half the time on the air. But I know people can put up with that. Now, enough talking about myself. These are the times that do try men and women's souls. And it is the best of times. It is the worst of times on so many fronts. Obviously, we're going to get into the serious situation front and center. Paul Watson's joining us with bombshell info in the next segment. Then Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief editor, incredible geopolitical mind. He's going to be popping in from an airport. He's going through TSA, I think, right now. He's a pilot. He may be flying himself. I don't know. He just said he's got to get to the airport and then he can call us. So that's coming up. And we're going to then have open phones in the second and third hour today. And I'll do my best to actually go to your calls and not get sidetracked off into rabbit trails here. But folks know that when negative news is going on and we've got bad news, I will tell you the bad news. I don't get up here and cheerlead something that's a devastating victory for liberty if it isn't a devastating victory for liberty. But everything together shows me a ultra massive sea change, a turning of the lake, a turning of the political ocean, of the political tides. And there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood, leads on to fortune, as Shakespeare wrote in his piece on the Roman times of Julius Caesar. And our fortune is liberty in our time, justice in our time, to turn the criminal tide. And let me tell you, there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. We are on that wave. We've caught the wave. We are surfing the apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal. So get your game face on, get in the zone, and we can turn things around. If you believe the self-fulfilling prophecy put out by the globalist run churches for the last 150 years, that it's always the end of the world and there's no reason to fight evil, we're doomed. whether it's the end of the world down the road or not, and the Antichrist and all that, it doesn't matter. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Duty is ours, consequences belong to God. Duty is like a mountain, death is like wings. It comes. You can't stop it. And so, we have, like Atlas, duty on our shoulders. But it is empowering to do the right thing. And that is when you will be fulfilled. And I just hate to keep going back to that, but the whole Madison Avenue, whole world system is about you're going to be fulfilled when you do what we say. You're going to be fulfilled when you sign on to our agenda, and that will fulfill you. Well, it doesn't fulfill you. It's the opposite. Because if you're fulfilled, you don't need them. If you're confident and know that your morals and who you are and what you stand for and your integrity is your greatest possession, then all the rest of the stuff cannot affect you and you cannot be bought. That's why the globalists want us impoverished and a permanent peasant class. That's why they want us dependent, because they want us to be absolutely undeveloped. They want an arrested development. They want to destroy our free will. They are afraid of your potential. They know how beautiful humans are. They know how powerful we are. And so they've wrecked us in the last 70, 80 years under the psych warfare systems of Edward Bernays and Joseph Goebbels and all the others, who all wrote books bragging about their scientists. This is all there for you to learn. I'm here telling you all their tricks. I've read their books. I study their latest operations. I'm here saying I don't have all the answers. They act like we're all idiots and are operating in plain view. I've simply got the glasses on like they live. I can see it. I can see formaldehyde face looking at me, and I don't like it. And all I got to do is get you to put the glasses on, and you're not going to be following what I say. You're not going to be an Alex Jones cult member. You're going to have glasses on, folks. Just look around you. Stop thinking it's work to be informed. Stop thinking it's bad to know what's going on in the world. It's work to be ignorant. It's work to not be informed. It's work to not get stuff organized. It's work to lay down. If you were walking through northern Canada and a bunch of wolves came along, if you act scared, they're going to chase you down and they're going to eat you. But if you start charging them and foaming at the mouth, they're going to run crying in fear. Even if they're starving in most cases. It is the spirit of liberty that will dispel the spirit of tyranny. Do you understand? It is a spirit. And I know I said this earlier in the week. It's just more and more I realize we've got to have the spirit of people that are free, and then that will animate us. But God is not like the New World Order. The power of the universe that flows out of God, that flows out of justice, respects free will. You've got to want to be empowered. You've got to want to get past your fear. You've got to want to stand against tyrants. Now, what's coming up today? Because it is bombshell on top of bombshell on top of bombshell. Ron Paul has gone on Fox News, and it's getting no attention. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on StoryLink.com. Ron Paul, Syria chemical attack, a false flag. That is an exact quote. We're going to play that coming up. That video is up on Infowars.com right now. Now, expanding on that bombshell, Paul Watson has an AP writer. Rebels admit responsibility for chemical weapons attack since Saudi Arabia gave it to them. And the story fits exactly with the type of mortars, but this is only one of the events. We know there's been other chemical attacks and the rebels filming themselves with the mortar shells at least three other times. That's why this is so frustrating, is this is hiding in plain view like the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. I mean, this is in your face. Bombshell. That's up on Infowars.com right now. So important to get that article out to everybody you know. We've tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and our other Twitter sites. Send that forward to people. And then there's there's even more coming out. Now, here's the issue. The British Parliament voted not to attack. The British government, separate from that, says they may go ahead. We're not sure what's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to cover it coming up.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What if I say I will never surrender? We are back live on this Friday Worldwide Edition. Headlines at InfoWars.com. Rebels admit responsibility for chemical weapons attack. And during the break, we're backing it up on the recording system. CNN was reporting another chemical attack in Syria. What did I say at the start of the show? I think Obama will launch another false flag, or his controllers will, to get the new bombing operation going, because as everybody turns against him, and as people say it's fake, and as mainline news ask, why are we with Al-Qaeda? And Ron Paul goes on Fox News and says it's a false flag staged attack. As all this comes out, they'll have to have a new event to change the subject about the old event. That's how their psychology works. And it just broke on CNN. In fact, if you can back that up on the tape back there on the DVR, I want to show where they had it on the screen. There it is. Reports of another chemical attack. Syrian opposition group claims it happened Monday now. And the truth is, the rebels are uploading videos constantly of themselves. They got caught three separate times before this, launching chemical attacks. They got caught by the foreign press. It's never in the news here. Joining us briefly is Paul Watson from London, who broke the story in the international media. It already came out with this AP writer who couldn't get it, I guess, published in AP, so he wrote it for another wire. A respected reporter who's over there talked to multiple rebels by name who admitted in one case they were given it by Saudi Arabia, and it blew up on them. So joining us is Paul Watson. Paul, this whole thing is unraveling fast, but I think they're going to stage something. In fact, it may have already happened to try to change the subject onto the new event. Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, they've been completely discredited, Alex. You had the so-called intelligence that Assad was behind the attack. It consisted of the Syrian Defense Ministry making panicked phone calls to the Chemical Weapons Department demanding answers as to what happened in the attack last week. If they were behind the attack, if they had ordered it, why would they be calling up panicked, saying what the hell's going on to their own chemical weapons department? Then you have this bombshell story today, which, you know, imagine if a member of the Syrian government had admitted to an AP reporter that Assad was behind the chemical weapons attack. It would be all over the news instantly. You know, instead, today they're obsessing about a Facebook post by Assad's 11-year-old son.
If it's even true.
Yeah, and this story's being completely ignored. And basically, a reporter who reports for the AP has done work with BBC News, NPR, Salon.com, called Dale Gablack, visited the area in Ghouta that was hit by the chemical weapons incident last week in Syria, talked to the rebels there. They told her directly they were given the chemical weapons by Saudi intelligence. Prince Bandar bin Sultan arranged it all. He, of course, is the guy who threatened Putin with terrorist attacks on the Olympics next year if he didn't abandon support for Syria. The rebels told this AP reporter they were given the chemical weapons. They weren't given training on how to handle them. Apparently, the plan was initially to give them to Jabhat al-Nusra, which, of course, is the al-Qaeda terrorist group that we're supporting over there. But they got given to the rebels instead, who mishandled them. There was an explosion. 12 rebels were killed instantly. And then we had this chemical weapons incident, which led to all the horrific injuries that we saw, the hundreds injured and dead. So one of them told a quote, "We were very curious about these arms, and unfortunately some of the fighters handled the weapons improperly and set off the explosions," one militant told this Associated Press reporter. Then she quotes numerous others who say the same thing. She quotes by name Abdel Monim, the father of one of the rebels, who confirms that the chemical weapons exploded in a tunnel, killed 12 rebels, and led to this chemical weapons incident, which has been blamed on Assad and used as the pretext for, you know, Tomahawk cruise missile attacks. So it's a bombshell story. The organization behind it is called Mint News, I believe. It's Mint Press News. And it's a legitimate organization based in Minnesota. Minnesota posted a profile on them last year. They've got numerous credible journalists working for them. The one who broke this story has done work for BBC, Associated Press. I linked to it in the article.
I want them on. Absolutely. I want to get them on. But it's not just this report. This fits in with the rebels who are so unprofessional that they brag when they do this. I mean, they really think they're good guys. They're very gullible. They're being given this, and they in other attacks, they load it up and fire it and cheer bin Laden while they do it. Let me ask you this. Your parliament just voted down, but still they're saying Cameron can block it. I'm going to come back and do 3 or 4 minutes more with you about Cameron specifically, and your parliament voting down an attack, but now they're saying he can go ahead with it regardless. Just like Obama says he can do it without Congress. We have 150 members of Congress demanding a vote on Syria. I want to get your take on that briefly. Then we're going to get Joel Skousen in the World Affairs Brief to break down from on the road what he thinks is going on. Will there be an attack this weekend?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live.
Hey, you!
By the way,
house!
If you go to the State Department's online website, they're getting ready to have Kerry or someone come out and make a statement. Let's punch that up on screen, that State Department shopper, folks. There it is. And they've got a live video feed up there. As you can see, preparing for a statement, CNN just started announcing about 12 minutes ago that there have been new chemical attacks. Now they're saying 5 days ago on Monday. And I've been saying yesterday and today, just because I know how these people operate, if they've been caught in other false flags, they'll launch a new one. Maybe even bigger, and say Assad did that, and say that's it, and that's the talking point on all the control press, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, is we've got hundreds of thousands dead, 100, 200, no one knows, and we've got to do something. It's terrible this is happening when the West started this 2.5 years ago. You got more Russian ships massing, more U.S. ships massing. I have seen the public support for this totally implode worldwide. 9% approval rating in Reuters polls. Germany, England voting it down. France, warmongering. That's how weird this is. France is like foaming at the mouth to take over Libya and Egypt and Syria. I'm going to ask Joel Skousen when we get him on from World Affairs Brief, the editor, what's happening with that. But this is also about being a political distraction domestically. But it's more than that. It's about taking over the entire Middle East to encircle Russia. And again, our government's been hijacked by globalists. Our media's like, well, are you for America or for Russia? I'm for not going and starting preemptive wars and being the bad guy. For globalists especially. So Paul Watson, finishing up, your parliament voted this down by, what, 16 votes, but now they're saying that they may still strike because England won't surrender or retreat. Surrender from something started by the West? Surrender from, you know, a 15-year-old sitting on top of a 5-year-old beating them up? I mean, this is all these countries, dozens of countries in NATO and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all ganged up on Syria to take it out. Syria's winning. The world's starting to root for the underdog. Even if Assad's not a great guy compared to al-Qaeda, he's wonderful. In a nutshell, where do you see this going and what's your gut tell you? Do you think there's going to be an attack?
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of limited attack just so Obama can save face on his ridiculous red line comment. And the places they're going to attack in Damascus are amidst the civilian population. All the military targets are right next to the civilian population. So when they say it's going to be surgical, no, it's not. It's going to kill innocent people. You know it is. But the thing about the vote in the UK was it was the first time since 1782 that a British Prime Minister has lost a vote on war. So it was completely unprecedented. Now David Cameron's accusing the people who voted against it as siding with Russia, so it's back to the old reds under the bed rhetoric, I guess. And then the damning thing is the mainstream media won't report on a story like this that we just talked about. And the only people to report on it, apart from us, is the voice of Russia. So we have to rely on Russian state media just to try and get a little bit of truth from the opposite side of the equation. So it's pathetic. It's another damning indictment of the mainstream media.
And again, our North Star is the truth. Our job's easy. We don't have special interest. We simply think, what is justice? What is right? What is good for freedom worldwide? What is common organic law? And we follow that as our North Star, as our rudder, as our guide. And it is so sad to see this unfolding. But I've got a stack of news here where despite 150 members of Congress demanding a vote on Syria, and that's being picked up by the Associated Press and others. Despite that, Paul, Obama's saying, I don't even need anybody's approval. I'm just going to go ahead with all of this because it's the right thing to do. And what do you think Kerry's going to say whenever he toddles out on the stage?
From what I've read, he's going to outline the intelligence that they found to blame the attack on Assad, even as it comes out that the rebels admit responsibility for it. And it's amazing the fact that they argue this is not about regime change. Wesley Clark was told in the weeks after 9/11 by Wolfowitz, by other Pentagon officials, these seven countries are on the list, you know, Libya, Iraq, Syria, they were all on there. Brookings Institute last year said we need some humanitarian crisis to go in and topple Assad in Syria. Of course it's about regime change. It's been about regime change for the best part of 15 years. So to claim it's not, again, they're lying out their backsides and people are going to die because of it.
Paul, so many other facets to this. If this attack does take place, Iran has said they're going to probably block the Strait of Hormuz, blocking about a third of the world's oil supply or more. Some estimates are as high as 40%. There'll obviously be huge riots and things happening that may even block the Suez Canal, blocking another 10%. Iran's also saying they're going to fire medium-range missiles at Israel. Israel has said if they're hit with medium-range missiles, they're going to nuke Iran. Obviously, when that happens, as all the nuclear experts have said, then there will probably be a larger nuclear war. And that's why most analysts that we've had on here, but even members of the British defense establishment, that's General Dempsey, the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, so many others have all, Dr. Corsi, they all say this is probably the most dangerous time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the yuppies out there partying and acting silly, and also the dumb Obama supporters and neocons that want war, I don't think they have any idea how much danger we're in, because the Iranians have shown they'll do what they say. The Russians have shown they'll do what they say. And I think the world realizes if they don't stand up, the Goldman Sachs-run governments, globalist-run governments, are going to continue bringing rebels into their countries and trying to overthrow the governments. And so it's just nightmarish what we're facing.
Well, I think that Assad's reluctance to actually defend his own country. Don't forget that Israel already attacked Syria with two airstrikes within the past 6 months, and they did nothing about it. This time, I don't think they're going to do nothing about it. If there is an attack, then Assad has indicated that he will attack Israel. In response to that, Israel has said, we're going to go into Damascus, it's going to be regime change. So, you know, then all the fun of the fair begins. It's absolutely ludicrous suggestion that to save face for Obama in their justification, they're going to carry out limited surgical airstrikes. It's complete insanity. Rand Paul yesterday said it could start a war with Russia. Numerous experts have said it could be the start of World War III. And it's everybody else is abandoning it, but Obama's saying, I'm the dictator, I'm going to go ahead anyway, ignore Congress, ignore the UN, ignore all the other countries in the world, because, you know, he's the dictator.
Amazing, Paul. Well, we'll be here covering it live Sunday and live Monday. Live Sunday, if it happens Monday, regardless, we're going to be live here. I'm going to be at the office working on Obama Deception 2, probably pop into the show, but David Knight's going to be sitting in here at the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. You know, it's not just North Korea that's targeting Austin where I live. It's the Russians and everybody else. But regardless, if you live in a big city or near a military base in Europe, in the UK, in the United States, in Australia, you're going to be hit with nuclear weapons when all this goes down. The Russians have 12,000 high-tech new weapons, thousands of medium-range and tactical weapons. So it's over 14,000. The United States has conservatively 10,000, probably more like 50,000. I mean, that what they tell the public is not what's going on. And all sorts of space-based DU, SABO platforms, and a lot of other really nasty stuff. And the banksters never lose. They always just get more and more. They can get away with anything. And I think this is the classic disaster when these people think they're unstoppable. And again, I'm not anti-Israel. It's always the flavor du jour, the cause celeb. Nothing's more trendy. I mean, I even hear pro-Israel people that I've known over the years on radio now bad-mouthing Israel and making little attacks on Israel. I know Israel's run by corrupt globalists that are the same as every other major nation and uses a set piece where the globalists create destabilization everywhere and play different groups off against each other. It's just like I'm not against the Saudi Arabian people, but their government is incredibly evil involved in all this. Or the German people or the French people have a horrible socialist leadership, but I'm not against them. Or the people of the UK, I can't stand your monarchy and your corrupt elites and the labor on top of it that acts like they're anti-monarchy to play the part of, you know, left cover for that. But the people of the UK are wonderful folks. Same thing for Canadians. We, the people, need to come together for truth and justice and say no to this, because the UN, run by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others on record, that's who paid to set it up, who also helped set up Israel, are creating this dialectic, again, where they fund all the different sides. And I know I say this probably about, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, because it's so important, folks. Full spectrum dominance is where the globalists try to fund all the sides and then, out of the crisis, consolidate more power. And it's so obvious what's happening here. And people in Israel should be asking the same question Americans are asking and people in the UK are asking. And the good news is that's now happening. You can pull up the articles, you know, does Obama know he's funding al-Qaeda in Syria? And Rand Paul and Ron Paul are bringing it up, and we're bringing it up at InfoWars.com, and DrudgeReport.com is bringing it up. So we're forcing an across-the-board major debate about this, folks. And so we need to continue, but I really want to see a bigger debate in Israel on this. In fact, maybe next hour I should open the phones up for people that are in Syria or who are in Israel or who are in Jordan or in Iraq or in Egypt to give us your take on this paradox. Because it's not really a paradox once you understand the arms makers, the big banks, the security complex that's consolidating the world economy right now needs big wars to bring in world government. Closing comments, Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, we got to remember that the people who are going to be dying as a result of these wars, however limited, are going to be civilians. They're also going to be troops. They're going to be Syrian troops. But they've got brothers, sisters, mothers and fathers. They've got children. So it's not just about, you know, toppling Assad. It's about the fact that more people are going to die. In fact, there was an academic study came out a couple of days ago that showed military interventions on behalf of rebel factions increase civilian deaths by 40%. And then you've only got to look at what happened in Libya 2 years ago. Again, same thing, send in the Al-Qaeda terrorists, topple Gaddafi. Libya now, their economy has collapsed. It's a complete hellhole run by jihadist gangs, putting black people in concentration camps, torturing them to death. This doesn't work. It's never worked, and it's not going to work now. So
because it's not meant to work. It's meant to wreck things and take them over. Paul Watson, great job. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Joseph Watson. He heads up PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, we have PrisonPlanet.tv for all the nightly news subscribers. I want to thank all of you. Be sure and share your memberships there. We're going to play a Ron Paul clip here in just a moment where he talks about this Syria being a false flag. Again, we commend Ron Paul for his courage. I'm going to tell you, the polls are real, folks. They go with truth and justice. And that's why I just hope Rand Paul ends up being president. Because I know him personally, known him for, I said 14 years ago. I thought about it. Time flies. Actually, I've known Rand Paul for 17 years. Since his father was running for Congress in 1996. All right, that said, speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, it will also take you there. It has 18 years of my material up on it. It's been around almost 11 years. It has the nightly news live on it. It has all the archives. It has the archives of the live show. It has the higher quality bit rate of the daytime show that we give out to for free to everybody at InfoWars.com/show. It has a whole bunch of other documentaries from documentary filmmakers. We've been authorized to post there. It has so many other special reports and things that are not on YouTube and everywhere else. And it's the source. It's the fount. The fountainhead of the hundreds of millions of people a year that do see our stuff on YouTube and other video platforms. So supporting it is literally donating to the very front lines of hardcore resistance and a platform that we have that can't be censored and controlled as easy as the third-party platforms like YouTube and others. So please, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to go subscribe. And for $5.95 a month, you get 11 memberships, the same username and passcode. Use a username and passcode that's unique to the site when you set it up. If you don't have that, it's easy to change it. Go to the site and learn how. So it's not a passcode to something else, obviously. And then share the username and passcode with your friends and family so that 11 people can simultaneously log on to PrisonPlanet.tv. And it is the subscribers of PrisonPlanet.tv that have let us build the bigger studios, hire the reporters, more writers, all of it. We're maxed out, so it's important. If you've not been a member or you were a member and let it lapse, we absolutely need you to stand side by side with us in this fight and buy your war bonds, support the good guys, support the white hats. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership today. And we've upgraded the site. It works really good now. It's had some bugs over the years and people stuck with us. It's always been a force to be reckoned with. It's getting better and better and better. We're adding more and more features. PrisonPlanet.tv. And be part of Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant, where you then, on an e-card, you know, share your username, passcode, your membership with friends and family. And you could probably share it with 30 or 40 people because most folks aren't going to tune in every night when the show's on at 7 o'clock or go in there. But if you ever go and there's 11 people logged on simultaneously and you're logged out or you can't get on, well, thank God. That means 11 people are simultaneously watching on your membership. Go get another $5.95. Go get another $5.95 a month membership. You can also get a year membership, and it comes out to a little more than 3 months free when you do that. You can also share that membership. But regardless, go get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and share them with friends and family, with your coworkers, with people at church. Put it on a little card and say, PrisonPlanet.tv, username, passcode. Hey, this is my membership. I'm sharing it with you. Or here's your gift membership. Try it out. Go watch these films. Go see this material. Because there's so much censorship heating up, folks, on the internet now and shutting stuff down on YouTube and things. PrisonPlanet.tv becomes more and more important by the day. It's also important to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to get the hard copy DVDs of American Drug War II or Joel Skousen's Strategic Relocation, the film, or the book, or the high-quality modafinil for your thyroid help with all this radiation, the brown seaweed from the southern hemisphere, or the ProPure water filtration at the lowest prices, 10% off with promo code WATER. Great stainless steel water gravity fed system that I and my family use that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. They have the Pro One, One filtration system, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And most importantly, pray for our provision and providence. Pray for our country and the world and for justice. And pray for liberty worldwide. And please spread the word about this broadcast, because that's how we really reach more people. That's the most important mission. And support our local AM and FM affiliates by becoming sponsors or supporting the sponsors. Joel Skousen.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
isn't getting to the truth of it, and that's what we're not getting to, because when Saddam Hussein used the gases, some of the products were bought from us, and he was still our ally. So you can't ignore that. No, I don't. I think it's a false flag. I think really, indeed. And nobody knows if indeed he was slaughtering people by the thousands, with poison gas. You know, that's a different story, but that isn't the case. Matter of fact, 100,000 deaths are the case. And it's not, the implication is that Assad committed 100,000 killings. There are a lot of factions out there. Why don't we ask, about the Al-Qaeda? Why are we on the side of the Al-Qaeda right now? So I think they want the weapons. The rebels want the weapons. There's a bunch of people in there. Al-Qaeda is part of it. And this is the test for
us. We're going to play that full clip coming up the next hour.
And then send in weapons.
But there you go. There is Ron Paul.
Being sucked in, it's dangerous.
Talking about a false flag. And we're joined for this segment and a little bit of the next, as he's about to get on an airplane, by the editor of World Affairs Brief, great geopolitical mind, Joel Skousen. Joel, what is your breakdown on what's really happening? Do you think there's going to be a limited strike attack? Will it be bigger? And what do you think will come out of it? Or will there not be a strike? And do you think this is a false flag with the rebels?
Well, it's definitely a false flag with the rebels, Alex. There is no way that Assad, knowing that the U.S. is just itching for an excuse to invade or to attack, would use a chemical weapon, a homebrew, one single weapon to kill a few people within his own neighborhood. It's just impossible to think that an intelligent, rational being would just hand the U.S. an excuse. This was clearly a homebrew rocket created by the rebels or fed to them by black operations. You know, there's lots of sources of nerve gas that the U.S. has around. They can manufacture, they can make it look like a mixture of many others. This is a dramatic false flag operation to justify this. Now, that said, I think it's important to realize that the situation is changing dramatically against the United States' intent. I'm completely convinced they were intending to launch 200 to 300 cruise missiles and do a massive strike against this, but public support is waning fast. Congress is getting upset. It's a great news that the British Parliament just said no to David Cameron, leaving the U.S. hanging out there alone without U.N. support. You know, they're really big as globalists on getting U.N. backing. All they've got is yes men in NATO and the U.S., and the U.S. people simply aren't buying it.
I have said this whole week, and I want to see if you agree with me, that this shows one of the biggest collapses in the New World Order Anglo-American establishment's propaganda fronts. It's been over 150 years, or almost 200, since the British Parliament ever voted down a war. They're calling it absolutely unprecedented. And I see this really as a rout. But it's when the globalists are cornered, as you know, that they tend to then stage something even bigger.
Yeah, this is something they won't take no to. What's the only thing that is up in the air right now is whether or not they'll do a limited strike this weekend before the G20 summit. They don't want to be in a full war with Vladimir Putin having the bully pulpit there at the GM summit in Moscow and being able to criticize the U.S. So they've been downplaying this to look for just, maybe a couple of dozen surgical strikes this weekend, then they would quit for the G2 summit, and then they'd hit it full on later on. Because, you see, if they hit it too hard, Assad thinks that he's being back to the wall, then he's tempted to start to launch his missiles at, in a use them or lose them type thing with Israel. I think the propaganda or the diplomatic statement that Kerry put out today or yesterday, that we're not attempting to overthrow Assad. Big lie.
Stay there. Kerry speaking now. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, service. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.